Hey, what's up? It's Josh Trent. This is Wellness and Wisdom, a podcast where you nourish all five sides of your wellness pentagon, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial wellness that you and I signed up to master here on planet Earth. That's why you're here, right? This is the place where you figure out what you're doing on planet Earth and you make the most meaning out of it. You drive the most purpose out of it. Today is an AMA. This is Ask Me Everything. And as always, I'm here with our lovely content manager, Mar. Mar, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Really enjoying this week. A little sun, a little rain. It's a good balance.
Well, Mar lives on a beautiful island out in the middle of the ocean, Azores. So she's, get jealous, y'all. She's getting vitamin D on the regular.
It's beautiful.
It seems beautiful. Y'all need to check out her Instagram. What's your Instagram, Mar?
It's mar.seaoflove.
Okay. So mar.seaoflove, get jealous. But seriously, this is a place where we all get to nourish ourselves, vitamin D being one of those things. This is a 615 episode, medicinal plants, raising children, getting over the terror barrier, and being financially free. All really important things. And look, these AMAs, they're just a chance for you to know myself, to know Mar, to know Wellness and Wisdom. If you like something, if you love something, if you want to see something new on the show, we love to hear your voice. Any feedback you have, specifically your questions, if you want to come into that link, joshtrent.com/AMA, and just tell me how much you love the show or love me, that's cool too. I'm sure my ego will love that. But the whole purpose of this link, joshtrent.com/AMA, is where you submit your questions. 90 seconds or less. If we select your question, we'll put it in the actual podcast, just like today. We have a question from Soral Price. We have a question from TigerMom74. So we're going to read those. And by the way, everything you hear in this AMA today, you can find it at joshtrent.com/615, including all the discounts, y'all, 40% or more. Sometimes we get 75%, but that's not all the time. Okay. Typically it's like 5 to 40%. You can find that at joshtrent.com/store. It's much cheaper than Amazon. I've negotiated some really cool deals. So whether it's skincare, nootropics, digestion, cognition, anything and everything from your teeth to your toes, you can find it at joshtrent.com/store. Okay, Mar, let's get to this week's AMA. We have a recording from Soral Price, but before I play the recording, can you actually just read the words that she wrote? I actually really loved it. She put an emoji of hands together. This seems like a very spiritual woman. This seems like a very deep woman, Soral.
I really think so too. So Sarah Price, she asked, would love to see an episode, or it's not a question actually, it's more of a request. Would love to see an episode on your current thoughts around plant medicine, bufo, ayahuasca, etc.
Okay, let's hear what she has to say.
Ooh, I'm so excited to ask this question because you have absolutely hinted on other episodes that your views on plant medicine ceremonies like ayahuasca have changed. And I'm always sitting there hoping that you will go deeper into this. And so, yes, my question is, how have your views on plant medicine ceremonies changed? And what are your views on other indigenous medicine ceremonies like bufo? Seems like we have a lot of friends who are sitting in ceremonies, and I just want to know, what is up in your world? What do you make of it? Where are you at with it? What can you, like, what insight can you glean onto us from having sat in ceremonies regularly in the past? What can you share with us? I cannot wait to hear.
Okay, so here's what has changed for me the most. In 2018 and in 2019, I got my ass kicked so profoundly by ayahuasca that it changed my vision. It changed my understanding of what plant medicine is actually for. The thing that I will say, Sarah, is that the most important piece of ceremony is the come from. If your come from is not pure, is not of loving service to yourself, is not connected to God through a spiritual hygiene practice, then you are potentially opening yourself up. And by the way, this is bufo, this is ayahuasca, this is all plant medicines, right? Anything and everything that is a entheogen or a psychedelic, your intention, your come from, I just can't say this enough because I learned by getting my face bloody, your come from is the most important thing. a lot of times, and I'm sure, Mara, you can relate to this because I know you have experienced plant medicine yourself, yeah?
Yeah. So I lived in Peru for 4 years. So that's a place to be when you want to do plant medicine. So I did experiment.
It's one of the original places where supposedly when Jordan Peterson described the shamans speaking to each other, they asked, how did you find these two plants, the chacruna and the ayahuasca vine? And the elders said, oh, well, the plants told us. It's your daily reminder to take your daily symbiotic from Seed, the highest quality gut health supplement on earth with rigorous evidence-based science and the most complete formula I believe exists in the entire microbiome world. For all the parents, we know that gut health starts in utero and as children and continuing on to young adults. This is why my son takes the PDS-08 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic from Seed. It's clinically studied for children and adolescents ages 3 through 17 with 9 probiotic strains and a fiber-based prebiotic. It's true that our health is not only what we eat, it's what we absorb. And current research shows that upwards of 90% of people have some form of leaky gut, children included. Seed helps to support children's healthy regularity, easy, frequent bowel movements, and it's exceptionally well tolerated while supporting all the little tight spaces in the gut that our children need most. Our friends over at Seed gave you and I 30% off your first order. All you have to do is go to joshtrent.com/seed and use the code all caps Josh Trent. That's joshtrent.com/seed and use the code Josh Trent at checkout. So for the modern scientific community, that's not essentially logical, right? What do you mean plants talk to us? But the plants only speak to those who are really, really pure, that want a result that is of service to them and in service to God. Now, you can go with a come from that is desperation, that is disempowerment, that is you being outside of yourself and coming to the medicine and kneeling and getting bloody knees because, oh my God, the medicine's going to heal me. But I believe in that space, you actually open yourself up to dark entities. And I did that myself at a place down in Costa Rica. I'm not able to talk about the name of that place, but y'all can just figure it out if you look at our previous content. Here's the thing. So all of these medicines have a time and a place, but the come from is number one. And number two, I will say, it is all about the dose. Many people want to do 3, 4, 5 cups or, you know, heroic doses because they heard it on a Joe Rogan podcast and they want to mirror, but which is really connected to their come from anyways, they want to mirror what their heroes are doing. And so the big piece on this is be mindful of your dose. I'm at a place now at almost 44 years old where any ceremony I do at all, my dose is like a quarter of whatever it was before because the more medicine you do, the less medicine you need. And like really feel that, Sarah, and all of us, because it's not about you going blasting to the 11th dimension. You actually want to go only as far out into the dimensions as you need so you can bring back the wisdom to the 3D. If you blast yourself so far out there, specifically I see this a lot with the BUFO community, because you're literally going through a depersonalization event. I mean, when you do BUFO or the toad medicine, you're getting so shot out into other dimensions that unless you have the spiritual and emotional and mental maturity to come back home and to bring the wisdom that you've learned, it's going to be super challenging for you, super challenging for anyone to be able to integrate the lessons from these dimensions. And think about this, Mara, isn't this crazy? Like, how many podcasts have we done on integration? Probably hundreds and hundreds of just integrating wisdom. And I'm sure you see this on the island. I'm sure you see this in your maybe old community you're connected to in Peru. Just going to another ceremony ain't going to work. That's it's the big true. Thing. It's like just going to another ceremony is not going to heal you. It's not going to make things better. So any closing thoughts on this? Because I want to list some resources for everyone that they can trust. We've done a lot of episodes on plant medicine intelligence, and I have some really amazing resources for you guys. But Mar, you know, connected to Peru, anything that you feel from that community that needs to be said?
I think people are just trying to outsource what they should be looking for inside, like in their hearts, in their mind, in their soul. And so I think that's where the main issue comes. It's like, ayahuasca, please give me all the answers, but the answers, you already have them within you. So I think like realizing that, I think that's a big step on the journey.
Beautiful. Here's some of the resources, you guys. joshtrent.com/462. This is Ben Greenfield, where we did a mutual podcast together. Should you stop using plant medicines? Wisdom on microdosing, the muscle of faith, and how to grow your spiritual strength. Also with Paul Austin. Now, Paul runs a movement over at Third Wave, and he's very intelligent when it comes to entheogens. That's at joshtrent.com/480. So these are deep dives, Sarah. And for anybody that's interested, by the way, that's, quote, feeling the call, which, you know, that could really be my third point before I list out the rest of the resources, the come from, the dose, and also your intentionality for integration. Like, if you have those three things, if you have a pure intention to integrate the wisdom that you're shown, even if it's scary, even if it's you have to break up with somebody you love, you have to quit a job that you thought you wanted, you have to move to a different country, maybe a fucking island out in the middle of the ocean. Like, you have to follow, you have to be willing to have the courage to follow the messages that you receive in these ceremonies, especially when your intention is pure, the dose is correct, and you have a really strong way that you're going to integrate. So breathe into those three things. Also 616, joshtrent.com/616, Alex Wolf, legal psychedelics, which is so cool for anxiety, Mar. And he talked about a clip from Russia, which I love, these trees in Russia that vibrate and have people living next to trees in nature, and practical wisdom for microdosing for anxiety. And lastly, Paul Levy, right? So Paul Levy, one of our most popular shows, joshtrent.com/503. This is about Wetiko breaking free from the collective mass psychosis. Now, I will say this, all plant medicines have a time and a place. And in closing, one of my favorite plant medicines that you do not have to do, by the way, is hape. I love the oxytocin and the sacred plant herb hape. You can find that at joshtrent.com/mitozen. And you have to join the club because it's a private club. And it's private because a lot of the tools and medicines and healing modalities in there cannot be publicly advertised. Okay. So you just go to joshtrent.com/mitozen, use the code all caps wellness1 to join for just $1. And then once you're in there, use the code wellnessforce all caps to get 10% off. The product I'm talking about is called Zen Vertical Spray. It's literally so beautiful. I can't tell you with words the kind of peace that it brings me. I mean, Carrie, Michelle, and I do it multiple times per week and at night. It's incredible. Now, do you need that? No, you don't, right? If you live out in the jungle, maybe you can get it naturally from a tree somewhere. But if you're like the rest of us and you live in Metropolis, I would check that out. Okay, y'all. I hope that satisfied your curiosity, Sarah. Let's move on to the next question from Leah Mar. What does Leah want to know?
So Leah, I think Leah is one of our most engaged audience member.
She's awesome. Thank you, Leah.
Yeah, thank you, Leah. And so she sent us a voice message about taking the jump in a relationship and career. And I think we should listen to it because I think it will explain it much better than I would.
Let's listen.
Hi, Josh. It's Ia from Sweden. And my question to you is, how do you get over the Terry barrier for real? To take that step or the jump, like both in relationship and career-wise, when you know in your body that something needs to change and not be stuck in the familiar patterns when those patterns doesn't serve you anymore, and it's a false safety, and there comes the fear of not taking action to like thrive and do something else. Hope you get my question, and thank you for an awesome podcast. Much love.
I think it's so cool that somebody from Sweden listens to the show. That's why, you know, podcasting is such a beautiful wave that's touching people's hearts, because people just want long form content that they can use and turn into wisdom. That's why we're here. So I have so much to say about this. I mean, this is like literally an entire episode, Mar. But let's do like 3 to 5 minutes here of just stream of consciousness. You know, the phrase that came up for me is the acronym F-E-A-R, fear, right? False evidence appearing real. So just feel into that, right? There's two types of fear. There's rational fear and there's irrational fear. We all know what fear feels like. Your throat gets tight, your stomach gets queasy, maybe you have to go to the bathroom. Right. Some of these times are valid. They really are. Like, fear is not necessarily a bad thing at all. And we talked about this with one of my favorite people in the world, Akshay. Navanti. And the episode for that is joshnerd.com/606. This is where Akshay talked to us about loving our fear, which is really the most important thing. We get to love our fear, but we actually, before we love it, we have to know what it is, right? So fear in our nervous system is actually a good thing. It's a protector. If you were next to a cliff, Mar, there's tons of cliffs in Azores, right? Like these massive, I saw online, there's like these 50, 100 foot, 300 foot beautiful faces in the ocean. It's so gorgeous. When you get next to the cliff, you have to feel the fear, because if you didn't feel that fear, that rational fear, you'd fly off the cliff. You'd perish. You'd go into the water. So I want you to feel this, Leah. Fear is not necessarily a bad thing. It's about loving it. And I'll never forget this moment with Gay Hendricks, where he told me on the podcast, he's like, if you really want to understand how to love your fear, you have to be able to close your eyes and see fear as the same loving protection, as the same loving energy in your life, as your wife, as your husband, as your family, as your kids. You actually have to love your fear as the protector that it is. And it's a total mind shift. It's a total mind shift. So really hear me and feel me, Leah, and all of us. The only way we can love our fear is if we have a relationship with it. We can't run away from it, because actually the more we reject our fear, the more we will at some point project that fear onto someone else. It's why when a man gets cheated on, he thinks that every woman's going to cheat on him. When a woman gets physically abused, she thinks that all men are going to hurt her physically. But it's actually not true, right? It's just been imprinted in the deep recesses of the unconscious. And think of your unconscious as a rose. Especially, like, I'll speak to women, right? Your unconscious is a rose. And a rose blooms and blossoms when it's fed by the sun and the dirt and the water and the earth. But when that rose is trampled on, or when that rose is harmed, or when it's malnourished, that rose closes, right? Well, whatever water, whatever wisdom is inside of that rose, it's going to stay there. It's not going to be open to something new, because it's not being nourished in the proper way. So nourish your unconscious, Leah. Nourish the rose inside of your deepest part of yourself, where your little girl resides, where you're just connected to. I don't know if you're a mother. I believe you are. I believe you are, Leah. Go to that place inside yourself that is the most tender, the most vulnerable, the most closed, and make a relationship, make a conscious relationship with that part of your unconscious that resembles the rose. And let some new thoughts, some new water, some new relationship into that rose, because that's really what you are. And I'm speaking to the women right now, men. I don't know what would be a good analogy. I'm putting you on the spot for like a man's unconscious. So if a woman's unconscious, Mars a rose, what would you say a man's unconscious could be?
That's a good question. I never thought about that. I think it could be a flower too. Why not?
It could be.
Maybe a different flower. Yeah.
All right. What's a flower? Like, what's a flower?
A sunflower.
A sunflower. Okay. So if a man is holding on to all of his seeds, that's actually perfect, because a man literally holds seeds, and sunflower seeds is a big cash crop for sunflowers. So these flowers, like, we've got to be able to recognize this false evidence appearing real, to circle back to the beginning. If you're in a terror barrier, it's because you're believing what you yourself have closed and hid inside of the rose or the sunflower. That's why it feels real, but it's actually not real, right? Take an inventory, an emotional inventory on this one, because, and we'll link this in the show notes today, joshtrend.com/615. If you take an emotional inventory and you talk to your unconscious and you have conscious-unconscious integration, you will learn that many of the things that are paralyzing your nervous system, or that are keeping the water trapped inside of your rose, they just ain't fucking true. They're not. They're literally not true. And it's such a game that it almost makes me sad that there's so much suffering, myself included, as to why we hold on to this water and we close our rose or our sunflower and we don't let in new stuff. It's so painful. It's such a duality. It's such a crazy game here on planet Earth. But there's peace in the knowledge that you are the arbiter of that fear, that fear isn't the arbiter of you. So if it's false evidence appearing real, just take an emotional inventory and figure out, okay, what actually is real here? Just because I feel something does not mean that it's real. The feeling is real, but what's being informed may not be real. And that's how you become a fucking superhero for yourself and for other people. So I would say that's the starting place, Leah. If you know it's not serving you anymore, then figure out why you're believing that it is. Take an inventory, open the rose, put some new thoughts and some new water in there So you can get to the bottom of why these things are paralyzing your nervous system. Because at the end of the day, you're just a beast and a spirit. You're half beast, half spirit. You're in a body. You're a soul experiencing that experience. And so it's your goal in life to have mastery. That's why you're here with us in the community. That's why you courageously put your voice out to the world, right? So that's what I would say is the best path for you and for all of us. Take an inventory. Take an inventory of what's real and what's not real. Okay, what's the next question, Mar, today?
So the next one, we have Mary's question. Mary Mama 111, how do you have a full-time career and children at the same time without losing your mind? Or maybe you already did.
Yep, I already did. And that's actually good. You know what's cool about that phrase, losing your mind? I think even Michael Pollan did a book on that, right? The Omnivore's Dilemma, How to Lose Your Mind. I think it was in some of his marketing. And I love that phrase because I want to lose my mind. I want to lose my mind so that I can actually make decisions from my soul and my heart. I want my mind to be a director. I want my mind to be a worker. I don't want my mind to be this controller and slave master over me and my heart and soul. And so my children, specifically my son, has brought up all of my stuff, all of my stuff. And we talked about this at joshtrend.com/552 with Christopher Dufay. And there's also a really good reference for what I'm about to share. It's joshtrend.com/529. And that was 11 ways to be a more conscious parent. So what I'm going to say is my son brings out all the things in me from a patient's perspective that I never even knew that I didn't know that I had. It was literally unconscious incompetence. When we're parents, we have to surrender to the fact that we just simply don't know that we don't know certain things. And actually, this is the beauty. I mean, it brings up emotion in me just sharing this. Like, my son knows things that I have forgotten. Like, he knows how to play in such a way that it reminds me how to do that. He knows how to sleep when he's tired. He knows how to ask for a hug or give love or express. All the ways that I have been wounded in my past and that we have been wounded in our past, these children come into our lives to teach us how to re-access that part of ourselves. And it might seem like pie in the sky woo, but you know what? That's exactly what it fucking is. And that's exactly what you and I are, because we're half spirit and half beast. We're a spirit having a human experience. So in my human experience, I will say this. The only way that I have made it through this journey so far, my son is 2 years, 7 months, my daughter is 9 months old, is by losing my fucking mind. And I think all parents can relate to this, because I want to shed the skin of the snake in my mind. I want to shed that skin on a daily freaking basis, on an hourly basis, because whenever I'm thinking about spending time with my family, like I can even feel it right now. I can feel it in my legs, and I can feel it in my perineum and my heart and my throat. I can literally feel somatically in my body how much I love them, how much I love my children, how much I love Carrie Michelle. And it's visceral, because I'm sure, Mar, you've had experiences maybe in breathwork or ceremony or just in life where your body starts to inform you how much you love something or how much you love someone. Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, not many times, very few times actually, but yes, I've had that experience.
It's undeniable, right? You can't miss it. Like, when your body tells you something, it's undeniable. It's unequivocally true.
Yeah, I agree. And I also wanted to add to Mary's question. So what do you do to organize yourself? How do you prioritize work versus family time? Because I know you have a lot on your plate, and
yeah.
So how do you choose your priority to not hurt your business and not hurt your family, but kind of make everybody satisfied, right? Everybody happy.
Okay. The only way that I have learned to be responsible, and responsibility mean that I'm response able, that I'm able to respond. It's not just etymology and verbal gymnastics. It's real. Like, the words we use are literally spells, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about this with Mary Shores, Conscious Communication, Scott Jackson on the podcast, who's coming back again. The words that you and I share with each other, Mar, and that all of us share with each other are fucking spells. They're literally encoding our brain to believe what's true. So when I'm response able, and when I'm able to respond instead of so fried that I'm just going to react, that's a proactive kind of lifestyle that allows me to love more, that allows me to be more response able when I'm taking proactive care of myself and my time. And the way that I, number one, take proactive care is by using my calendar like I'm a military general. I use my calendar in perfection. I mean, I don't care if it's me taking a lunch break, writing emails, podcast appointments, this AMA, anything and everything in my life. If I go hang out with friends, if I'm spending quality time with Carrie and Michelle, all of us need to, and we really need to, and we get to use proper language, we need and we get to use a calendar. If you're an adult and you're living in the modern world and you have children and you're not using a calendar, good luck. Good luck trying to remember all these things, right? The Dunbar effect. This is a really interesting thing. The Dunbar effect. We can only know, Mar, 150 people in our entire life on a deep level. We can only have 150 relationships at one time. We also only have around 100 to 200, 150 decisions that we can make every day. We get decision fatigue. So if it's true that, and we mentioned this in the episode that we had with many guests, but the one that's coming to mind here is with Ashley DeLello, where we talked about how just fatigued we are from social media. If we only get 150 high quality relationships, and I really want this to answer your question, and I want this to hit on what Marie asked as well, because this is it for parents. This is how I've lost my mind, and this is how I've been mature enough to find it again in a more loving way. I use my calendar because I know that biology and science tells us, and just my intuition tells us, if we only have so much decision-making capacity each day, and if the Dunbar number is true, and if decision fatigue is real, and science shows us that all these things are real, then how could you possibly be so cocky and so egoic that you think you can manage your life without some external framework of accountability? It's just not possible. So get off your high horse, use your calendar, and be humble and be a servant leader to your calendar. That's my soapbox on that one, because like I fought it, and there was guys in my men's group, Mar, and there was one specific guy, and I can't say who it was because confidentiality, but he was having such a like rejection of his calendar. He's like, I can't do it. I can't use my calendar, because if I use my calendar, then it means that someone's controlling me. And I'm like, no, it's actually the opposite. When you use your calendar, you start controlling your life. Calendar doesn't control you. And then, of course, it was rooted to a parental example that he was unconsciously rejecting, which is always what the fuck it is. It always leads to our parents in some way or our caretakers. Okay, what's the next question?
Okay, so the last question is from Amelia Higgins. And it's also more of a request than a question. She says, thanks for this opportunity. I'd love to see another episode about financial freedom and abundance. It's something I've been exploring lately. Thank you.
You know, so I'm 44 this year, and the way that I feel and think and operate around money has become so much more of a game in the last 2 years. And I want to speak with respect, because I think if there was a biggest wound, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Mar, if there was maybe the biggest wound on planet Earth, it's sex and money. Sex and money are like two of the biggest collective and individual wounds that get expressed and projected onto others on an individual and societal level more than I think anything else. I mean, in your opinion, what is more wounded on Earth than our sexuality, our intimacy with self and others, our innocence, especially when you look at the episode that's coming up with Eric Klopper and how men literally get the tip of their penis cut off and traumatized in the first day or week of their life, how women are disrespected, the dark sides of feminine and patriarchy, feminism and patriarchy, which essentially point to sexual trauma and control. Is there anything else bigger in this world that we're dealing with than money wound and sex energy wound? Is there anything else?
There's a lot of things, but yeah, these two are definitely two major ones.
Have you seen those play out in your own life too?
Especially the one with money. I definitely have a lot of limiting beliefs around that from my family. So yeah, that's something I've been working on myself as well.
Well, it's really cool that we're here, because I used to hate money. I actually can remember myself saying, Mar, I'd be like, I hate money so much that rich people are evil. I actually used to speak like that. I did. And I know where that was coming from. See, this is what y'all need to understand, and this is what we all get to understand. And notice I'm being conscious of my language, because language is so powerful when it comes to money. The LOA movement and the law of attraction movement and The Secret, it actually did a lot of damage on people. We're talking about this with Teal Swan that's coming out. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because it's coming out in just a few weeks. Law of attraction, you know, it's partially true, but it's one of the 11 universal spiritual laws. Law of attraction is not the only law, right? There's 10 more. So in order for money to be used and the come from of money to be in integrity, it has to embody all of these 11 laws. And so if I'm going to use money in a way that's conscious, and I'm going to be a conscious capitalist, then I have to have a relationship with Mar, with Lauren, with Maggie, with Sage, with anybody at all that I do business with, where I'm asking myself, is what I'm creating with this person a true energy exchange that we both feel good about? Like, that's got to be first and foremost, right? Because if it's an energy exchange that we feel good about, and by the way, it's all a game, which is a whole nother piece of this equation. It's just literally a game. And like I said in the beginning, I hate that people suffer, and I hate that I suffered so much, and I hate that there is suffering around money. That really hurts my heart. But the big one on this, and we talked about this with Jason Picard, joshtrend.com/602, the abundance archetype. He talked about this concept of spinning the wheel of wealth. And this is a really big understanding that if dark and light exists, and this is not just spiritual mumbo jumbo, and love and hate exist, and polarity exists, masculine, feminine, we agree on some level, Mara, that all things exist, yeah? They're our experience here in the world. Then if all those things exist, how could you say that aspects of those archetypes or those ways of awareness don't apply to money? If I come at money like money is evil, rich people are evil, money is bad, money hurts people, which is paradoxically true in some form. But if I believe that and I'm saying that to myself and I'm encoding the water in the cells of my body with that truth, there's no room for anything else. There's no room in my mind. There's no room in my soul. There's no room for a new understanding about how you can play Monopoly better, which is essentially what money is. And honestly, I would say out of all the podcasts I've done, the one that I really connect with on this is joshtrend.com/555. This is with Mike Dillard. And he talks about this concept of richer every day, how to win the war on your money and mind. In closing, what I will share is this. If we have an understanding that money is literally, literally and figuratively, I'm holding my hand like an Italian, you know, where they go, hey, and they put their fingers together. I'm like, it's literally just a vehicle for expression. Then yes, the Fed can abuse it. Yes, the financial system and taxation is literally theft, and beyond theft, it's extortion. These people are abusing money. Can I have an abundance mindset? And can I choose to have an abundance mindset where I'm giving so much value to the people I work with? I'm giving them my full heart. I'm giving them my full energy. I'm giving them all that I have. And in exchange for what they give to me, we trade units of energy together. That's the kind of world I want to live in, because then it's not pie in the sky. It's really practical. It's really a place where we can rest in the truth and the understanding that money is literally whatever form we say it is. You can build a house with a hammer. You can kill somebody with a hammer. You can do the same with money. So that's what I have to say about money. And that is it for today's show. What came up for you, Mar, on this AMA?
Well, like, now speaking of abundance, one thing that came to me that I just recently saw somewhere on social media was that we're all trying to get abundance, like find abundance, and just like it feels like it's something that we don't have, but abundance exists. There's like unlimited amount of abundance, and we just need to access it, like find our way to like open the pathway to it, not just like, oh, I don't have it, like how do I find it, how do I reach something that's like outside of me. But it's already there. It's like you just can't see it because of all of the limiting beliefs and the unconscious thoughts that you have around it. So
I really love what came up for you, because I know if it came up for you, it came up for everybody here. So thank you for being here. It's been another great AMA. So you guys go to joshtrend.com/AMA. I'm having so much fun with these. It's so nice to have someone here to chat with and reflect with, and all these questions that y'all are asking. Please keep the questions coming, because the curiosity you have is the same curiosity that others have. You just have the courage to ask it. You just have the courage to explore it. And that's fucking admirable. I really, really appreciate that. And honestly, that's how we become a better human being, is by following those little nudges that we have. It's like, hey, maybe I should ask Josh a question. Oh, I'm scared to hear my voice online. What are people going to think? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. That's false evidence appearing real, y'all. That's what Marie talked about. So kindly, I say, fuck that. Do something else. JoshTrent.com/AMA. Okay, Mar, thank you for being here. Until we both see you again next week, we're wishing you love and wellness. We'll talk to you soon.